This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry says the current campaign is the most negative in history. Certainly some of the television ads have been quite harsh. A new Bush-Cheney 04 campaign ad slams Kerry's attendance record at critical Senate meetings. A recent Democratic National Committee ad declared, inaccurately, that President Bush has pledged to help companies outsource jobs. These are just two spots in a sea of negativity. But Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca is asking, is this truly the most negative campaign ever?
Courtesy of the Bush campaign this week, TV viewers learned a little about the attendance record of the junior senator from Massachusetts.
John Kerry promises,
I will immediately reform the intelligence system.
Oh, really? As a member of the Intelligence Committee, Senator Kerry was absent for 76% of the committee's hearings.
The website factcheck.org, which vets ads for accuracy, says the Intel ad gets its facts right, which hasn't always happened in the current campaign. Brooks Jackson is the director of Fact Check, which is a project of the Annenberg Public Policy Center of the University of Pennsylvania. He says, of course there are more negative ads this time around, just like there's more of every type of ad.
There's just far more money involved, and so far more ads involved, and so far more negative ads involved, just by sheer count.
Ken Goldstein, who watches every political ad, is director of the Wisconsin Advertising Project at the University of Wisconsin, agrees.
We're seeing volumes of television advertising in August that we would normally see the last week of October. We saw volumes of television advertising in March and April that we would usually see in the last week or two of October.
So the volume of negativity is unprecedented. But what about the rate? Other campaigns have been plenty negative, says Brooks Jackson, like the last time an incumbent president squared off against a challenger.
Back in 1996, that campaign was won before Bob Dole ever took the floor of the Republican convention to accept the nomination. Bill Clinton had unloaded $50 million worth of negative ads on Bob Dole.
And if you really want to get historical, Goldstein talks about accusations against Andrew Jackson, a mass murderer, Thomas Jefferson, two French, and John Quincy Adams, who is said to have procured young American virgins for the Russian Tsar. That was the 1824 version of the outsourcing debate. But even in this, the electronic age, Goldstein not only doubts that the current campaign is the most negative, he questions whether being negative at all is really a bad thing.
They're making an argument about why they think their opponent isn't ready to be president, and that seems to me to be fair game and something which John Kerry can engage on. And we also know who's saying it. If voters don't like that, they know it's coming out of Dick Cheney's mouth, they know it's coming out of George Bush's mouth, and they know it's coming out of George Bush's political advertising.
They know because the official ads are forced to have disclaimers like this one.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
That requirement is a non-solution to a non-problem, according to Goldstein. A non-problem because he says negative ads have their virtues.
My research and the research of other scholars has shown that negative ads are actually factually more accurate than positive ads. Also, that negative ads are more likely to talk about policy. And my research has shown that voters are not demobilized by negative ads, but are mobilized by negative ads, that voters actually learn more from negative ads.
Of course, a click on the factcheck.org site yields dozens of misleading or downright false advertisements. As for the ads bought by interest groups or so-called 527 committees, they're almost all attack ads, and it seems a little less truthful than official campaign commercials. But that's not unprecedented. Ken Goldstein says every 4 years, newspapers write stories about how this is the nastiest campaign ever. And if you don't believe him, wait 4 years for when the pundits pine away for the civility and reason of the 2004 election. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.